Hello and welcome to the FS 2022 project, an Erasmus Plus project, funded by the European Commission for the Development of New Skills demanded by the labour market. My name is Javier Morales and I work for Growth Coop. In this podcast we're going to talk about problem solving, and to do this we are joined by Dario Salguero, who is a graduate in psychopedagogy and a lecturer in evolutionary psychology and education at the University of Almería, as well as being a doctor of education with extensive experience in the field of adult training in companies. Hi Dario, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Good morning.
Dario, how could we change what we've been practicing up to now?
Well, that's a really interesting question, and I think the only way we can change or the way other people can change is to accept the challenge. Accepting the challenge and accepting change. And always say yes. Get out of our comfort zone. Like Albert Einstein once said, if you want different results, don't keep doing the same thing. Although the fool was insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. It's impossible for us to be able to achieve anything if we don't answer yes and if we don't accept change. We have to be productive, proactive, and get out of our comfort zone. Nothing can replace the courage of saying yes to change. Otherwise it would be all talk and no action. It's something we must think about. Companies that have trouble adapting to changing business conditions are left at a standstill practically on their own, forever locked up in change. This doesn't mean that companies aren't able to change. But they have to be willing to do so. That's the most important thing. To give you an example, taxi companies around the world refused to offer a better service at a lower price, and as a result, Uber and other companies emerged and took away some of their business. Another example is the way we can adapt to a technology such as Facebook. The social media giant was willing to change from the big screen of the desktop computer to the mobile phone. And now 80% of its revenue comes from mobile phones. Why? Because they accepted change. They solved a series of problems. They analyzed the circumstances and said, yes, we're going to adapt and see what alternatives we can make. So there are many reasons why companies and people don't change, facing up to a major challenge. But I'd say the specific reason why they're not willing to do so is because this is not the first choice on their list. Therefore, we have to bear in mind that in order to accept this change and want to solve problems, we have to define what solving is. Problem solving is the action and result of solving. We may associate this verb with finding a solution. Something very particular in one certain issue. A problem, on the other hand, is a difficulty, a setback, or a disadvantage. And so we are going to define a series of steps in order to be able to solve problems. Number one, what we have to do is identify the problem. Number two, try to find all possible solutions. Number three, assess both the positive and negative consequences of each of the solutions. Number four, choose which solution best adapts to and is most advisable for our situation. And number five, implement it.
That's really interesting, Dario. Could you tell us what strategies we could follow to solve a specific problem?
Yes, of course. The strategies that we can sum up through various problem-solving techniques tend to be cognitive behavioral strategies or techniques. What does that mean? That it is related to behavior and at a psychological level, a cognitive level. That it aims to facilitate effective behavior. Like all behavior modification techniques, it aims to generate positive results and positive reinforcement, as well as to prevent the appearance of negative consequences. The technical side of why, as human beings, we are problem solvers. And this skill is different for everyone. As a result, people who in some way lack the ability to solve problems properly tend to have poorer social skills than people who are able to solve problems effectively. We must take the role of emotions into account, which is very important when it comes to solving social problems. Emotional responses can facilitate and inhibit how we solve problems. This is why it is important to be aware of and control emotional responses in order to implement solutions efficiently and effectively. In that respect, we may find some techniques helpful such as relaxation, or personal activation control strategies. The basic process to follow in order to solve a problem is usually based on the original formula of the authors Goldfried and Zirla, which sets out five stages: general orientation, problem definition and formulation, generation of alternatives, decision making and verification.
That's great. Dario, once we have chosen the solution, how can we put it into practice?
Well, this is normally when the moment of truth arrives. It doesn't matter how fantastic your strategic idea is. What's important is how you can implement it. Because if you can't, you're lost. When it comes to dealing with a complicated person, this usually calls for courage. And it requires an action plan. You also usually have to remain in a tense or difficult situation, or you have to convince others to move the problematic person somewhere else, where they can be more valuable and cause less damage. Or you have to start a generally long process to be able to document, for example, a dismissal. This normally involves a fair amount of hard work. To give you a really colloquial example, we can go to the gym and eat healthily, we can have positive reinforcement by hiring the services of a personal trainer who can motivate us, but the key strategy is in discipline. Having self-control. Having willpower. Within Goleman's emotional intelligence, what we call natural or essential emotional intelligence. Each step of the way is a challenge. From having the courage to change and creatively develop a new way of doing things to them really happening. We always have to do our best as individuals or as a company. We must have clear objectives and do without vague ideas. You really won't be able to solve your problems if you think you can.
Thanks very much, Dario. And to wrap things up, could you give us any specific advice on how we can solve our problems?
Yes, to end with, I think we can say that all of us can put this into practice. And we can also develop these skills that we are talking about. We can improve our ability to solve problems, and to do this we must concentrate on the following. The important thing is the solution, not the problem. It is proven that our brain cannot find solutions if it is focused on the problem, as all we will manage to do in this case is foster negativity. Negative emotions will be triggered and all possible solutions will be blocked. We must try to find answers, not who is responsible or the reason for the problem. Secondly, this is very important, be open-minded. We must not cast aside any ideas that come to mind even though they may seem ridiculous. We must promote creative thinking and in this way we can find other possible solutions. Something I usually advise, on a personal level, is to do sport. This is because exercise tends to trigger happy hormones, endorphins, serotonin, dopamine and oxytocin, which help us to feel good, acting as neurotransmitters in our brain, encouraging creativity and therefore providing our problems with solutions. And lastly, simplify. We have to simplify. We have to make things simple. Life doesn't have to be complicated. The answers to our problems are often simple.
Dario, thanks very much for sharing your experience and knowledge of problem solving with us, and thank you for being here with us today at the FS 2022 project. If you would like more information, please don't hesitate to visit our website www.fs2022.eu and our Facebook page Project FS 2022. Thank you very much and I wish you all the best.